Mariston, Paslinch Council is concerned a small residential development proposed south of the 401 will negatively impact local water and the Greenbelt. Despite deeming an application from WDD Main Street Inc. to build 21 single detached units on a vacant property in Mariston complete at a Paslinch Council meeting Wednesday morning, councillors said various technical issues remain that need to be resolved, particularly when it comes to water quality. Asking how the township will reconcile these concerns, Coun. Russell Hurst said he's struggling from an ecological standpoint considering the water and greenbelt issues flagged by township environmental consultants. In my mind, when we have approved the proposal, it seems peculiar to me that we have all these outstanding water issues left to be determined, said Hurst. Township planning consultant Jesse Ospitz said deeming an application complete has nothing to do with an application's merit and technical comments will be addressed later in the process. You're right, there are issues that we need to work through and understand, and there will be going back and forth with the applicant on these matters as well as with the hydrogeological consultant until we have a full understanding, said Ospitz. Coun. Sarah Bailey also had concerns about flooding and fill imports, asking whether the finished grade would be higher than the natural grade and whether the site alteration would apply to the development. Interim Sow Curtinay Hoyt Fox said the site alteration bylaw's impact on this development depends on the timing when site works are being proposed and the township would work on a development agreement that would address any quality issues related to soil. There are ways that we can work through it to ensure that we have all the protections in place for any large importation of fill related to this development, said Hoyt Fox. Supported by his fellow councillors, Coun. John Sepolis suggested the township could hold a second public meeting for the development to give the public another opportunity to provide input and any concerns can be addressed. Mayor James Seeley declared a pecuniary interest as he lives near the proposed development. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.